Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Ches. So coming on in the Hanikruim Dabar Ha'ovid. So we spoke about Dabar Ha'ovid in the last Simon. We're going to add some more, another different examples of areas which are considered Dabar Ha'ovid. So the first example is Sif Alev. Is Misha Hapach Hazesub Asher Hoye Yena Babor. So we have a person started the process of processing his olives. So Mishabur explains that the process was they would gather the olives, and you wanted the olives to soften and start to become overripe to the point that the oil would come out much more easily. So you'd put them into a large container, you would close them in this container, and they would warm up and sort of soften up, etc. And then you put them into the place where you press them, the olive press. So when you put that process of, when you put them into this, once you've got these stages in the process, they would start turning it over. They would start mixing it up. So when it gets to that point, if you don't press it right away, you're going to lose the oil. The oil will not come out good. It'll start going bad. Or you had the wine is in the bore. You already pressed the wine. It's what it went from the wine press into the container which holds it. If it stays there for too long, it will start to ferment. So you want to move it out of that. The movement of it out of the bore into the barrels slows the fermentation process, and it's not. So you don't want it to ferment too quickly; it'll turn to vinegar. So these are things which there's a time there's a time issue, and then the Be'era Oinus. Something happened which did not allow him to finish his process of doing this before Yom Tov. Or he forgot, or he was nisatzel. He didn't intentionally leave it for the Holy Moid. You know what, I'll take care of it. And all of a sudden, really, it's vague, the belt in the belt, it's yumptive. He thought that you could leave it till after yumptive to take care of. Well, I also cut him a regal. He didn't do it before yumptive. And then somebody says, you can't wait. He says, you're right, oy vey, what do I do now? So in that situation, so Holy Moid, he's going to have to address it. It is something which there's a potential. There's a financial loss if he waits after Yom Tov, so he can finish the process. So Zaylev, you squeeze them out and you pour them off. Zaylev has to pour it off. You finish the process. You put it into the barrels and you seal the barrels with their zephis. Bankatanos, bankadolos. What are you talking about? Talking about a large amount, or even a small amount? Vigoff. I'm sorry. Mizapas the chavis is you would line up. You would seal the chavis inside that it shouldn't soak through. You put it in. Vigoff. You put the cover on. Shiosim behen magufasan. You put the cover on. Of the chavis kedarkon below machine. You can do the process in a normal fashion. Okay, vodin agav vodin yochel l'sakin chavis the kashrum ba'akolin. If you need to put the hoops, that's the word I'm looking for. Staves.
I'm not sure.
No, the hoops.
Which is
one. So you need to put. Okay. Those circular hoops which hold the barrel together. If you need to do that, you can do that too. But all of this, you cannot intentionally leave it for Chol HaMoed. You have to do it beforehand. In the case where he didn't, believing that he had an opportunity to do it later on, and then found out that's not true, he's allowed to do this without a shina. So he was soaking the flax. So the flax, the fibers are embedded in the the plant has like a hard resinous type of part to it, which has fibers embedded in it. So to get those fibers out, which is the fibers of the flax plant, the linen, you soak it till it starts to rot. Then you pull out the fibers. So at that point in time, if you don't pull the fibers away, you end up with rotten fibers too. So it's never of it. But you ought to fish the pishtun out of the mishra, out of the place where it's soaking. So we're talking about the mishra it would stink. It would decompose. So if you don't take care of it now, it's you're going to lose the value of the item. All these different examples of the rabbi are mutter. But only if the person did not intentionally leave it for cholam way. Sifkat now. Misha Habach. This is going on the olives. Pirish. Derech hushanoisin b'maton v'achar l'kita. You would gather the olives and put them in a container. It's called a ma'aton. I think because the word mat is to envelop something, and it actually close it around it. The servant shom, you pile it up inside there. Menichem, you leave it. Kadeshi is chamamu. They would heat up. There, it was closed off, so it would keep the warmth inside. They would continue to ripen. To the point they got almost just before they get overripe, so there's a lot of oil and they're soft. Then Menorah Sabbat, you would put them into the olive press. So he's saying that question. Then when you would put them in, they would stir them, they would flip them over literally, means you would stir it around. Once you've done that, if you don't continue the process of pressing them, so you put it into the matzah, it's warmed up, and you're about to put it in the base of bad, you'd be mahapech, you'd stir it around. If you don't put it into the base of bad and process it right away, it'll deteriorate. Bez yenabibor. The container which, after you press the wine in the wine press, the liquid flows out into that container, that's called the bor. It was like a big vat. If you don't pour then the wine, empty the wine out from the bor, we eat the mechavas and put it into barrels, it'll just sit there. When it sits there open in the vat, it will ferment. It'll turn into vinegar. Not a positive fermentation, but a negative fermentation. It's much more controlled when it's in the barrels. Just a theory why that's so. I mean, we know that it's interesting that any dough that you leave in the dough without putting any yeast in the dough, what makes it rise is the yeast. There's a certain amount of airborne yeast. Yeast is a particle which is small enough that the yeast organism, it's a live organism, it floats in the air. So eventually enough of it will settle into the air, which will ferment. You have a big open vat of wine, obviously that's going to happen. It's a known fact that in women's homes, in people's homes where they do a lot of baking using yeast, everything ferments more quickly because there's a much more airborne yeast. And so in a bakery, everything will go so much in the air, it's just going to settle and process it. Bakery, they use yeast. Imagine that the challahs rise more easily in my house than they rise in other people's houses. I share the amount of challah that my wife makes on a regular basis. I think we're holding on our... Where is it? Seventh? My wife buys it. She buys a 25-pound bag. She doesn't buy a 25-pound bag. It's an absolute waste of time to buy flour in my house. 5-pound bag. She's holding now, since Pesach, probably 200 pounds of flour she's used. I think she's in her eighth bag of since Pesach.
You need a lot of challah.
We send the people. My wife, sends different things. She's sent part around to different people. Uh-huh. Yeah, let it guess.
I thought maybe your the Baba Vareva used to make. I remember when
Eibes Challahs.
Yeah, right. His Lecha Mishra with 12. So I thought maybe you had that same minig.
Nope.
12 challahs.
That's all my wife needs, right? Okay. So if you leave it open, it'll turn into vinegar more quickly. Okay, so you did this, and the Eir Oynes, that Oynes happens. Shemach Mosul Ha'yochel Ligmar Pulas Hazesim Vayayin Kadam Amoyim. And this Oynes prevented them from finishing off the processing of the olives or of the wine before Yom Tov. So in that situation, you wait till after Yom Tov, it's going to deteriorate. She allowed to take care of the cholamoy. Or the person thought he could wait till after Yom Tov. Al-Acher Haregel. Till after Yom Tov. So he has the word ad. Ken Tzarech Loimer. Ritz Loimer. Shesover Shafilo Imisha Vezesim Hafuchim. Al-Acher Haregel. When you were Pulosin, Gam Ken Lo Yizkalkul. He thought, he has time, that if you leave it to sit, from now till after Yom Tov, it'll be fine. Therefore, he did not do anything about them before Yom Tov, believing he had time. Okay. The same thing in the case of the wine. Then he comes, Cholamoy realizes that they're deteriorating more quickly than he thought. And if he doesn't do something soon, he waits after Yom Tov, it's going to really lose value. So you're allowed to finish it off in a regular way. So you would grind them up. So press out all of the oil. You would also press them, and then you put it into the barrels like you do in normal fashion. Zayla v'gaymer, haynu shezaisim hanitonim shem beisavad lisochta. The olives which are there in the beisavad to be pressed. You're allowed to do the pressing process more than once. Come in the shofuch curry ziluf. So when you pour it out, it's called ziluf. So the squeezing out of the liquid is called ziluf. It's like pouring out the liquid. So there the zilov is pouring out of the big vat into the barrels. Whether it's large barrels or small barrels, bein katanos bein gedolos, nokid l'tzavar. B'chol echad yesh tzav b'tayatz b'lahok. Each one has an advantage. Hatanis. The animal woods, or nofish pesidayu, afim yosef me'at mehet. So over here, the issue over here was putting a pitch onto the barrel that it shouldn't leak out. So in a small barrel, even if it leaks out, the amount which you're going to lose is not significant. The animal will nofish pesidayu. Even if some of the liquid seeps out, it's not going to be so much because the whole thing is not a large amount. On the other hand, the process of putting this pitch on it, this sealant, is not so much because it's small. So even though it's not a significant loss, the tircha involved is minimal. So for that minimal tircha, we're going to allow even a smaller loss to dictate a heter. Like doilas after tichosim ruba, the large ones, the process of processing them is it's a lot of work. Mutter mishulin nafish pisidayo, but the hefsin, the loss is very significant also. I imagine in a larger barrel, besides the greater area of potential areas for it to seep out, but there's the weight of the wine will push out more. It's a large amount of liquid in there will push out, cause it to seep out through the cracks more than a smaller amount of liquid. So you have two things working against you: the greater surface area and the greater weight. So you can take the barrels if you need to. You can literally tie them up by a kolam, shakar raifin. That's the circular hoops which go around the barrel to hold the barrel. That the barrel should be tight. If you don't do that, which holds the boards together tightly, wine will seep out. It's a number of it. Yes, okay, Shirley, you could also fish out the flax plants from where they're being soaked. Hayel shemalei mishom kishiyich lezman shriyosai. You would take it out of the liquid when the soaking process is finished. You take it out. If you don't, the piston will deteriorate. Okay, so all these are mutter as long with the condition that you don't intentionally leave it for the moyen. A kolasif, it's going back in every case which you mentioned before. You can't do an intentional leaver from the moyen, you have it. I don't know, you be a filter, he had the ability to do it beforehand. Like earlier in the year, or right before the Yom Tov, somewhere he actually decides to leave it for Chol HaMoed. That's a problem. So the being around the most of Tirshu, this concept of Mechabim Malat and the Moyen, let's apply it to other areas. So let's say it says, it's not a malacha involved, it's purchasing. Right? So I have an opportunity to go before Yom Tov and purchase all my Yom Tov needs. And I say, you know what, why not wait to Chol HaMoed? So Yom Tov is going to be more fresh during Chol HaMoed. So obviously that's a valid Tzarech, it's a Tzarech HaMoed. But, there's no advantage buying soup mandals on Erev Sukkot. My soup mandals are Chol HaMoed Sukkot. I could buy three containers. I could buy, one now and buy two Chol HaMoed. There's no reason to leave it for Chol HaMoed, So the Chara, I should be mechuyev in that situation. Whatever I can buy beforehand, I should buy beforehand. So Shabbat Zalman says no. You're dealing with, first of all, purchasing, which is not a malacha. You're dealing with something which you are purchasing with Tzarech HaMoed. So the het over here is Tzarech HaMoed. So that the fact that you decided to leave Chol HaMoed is not going to detract from that. In our case, the het is Dabar HaAvei. It's not really Tzarech HaMoed. Because now we're makel, the person shouldn't take a loss. They said, listen, that's very nice, but don't take advantage of what we're offering you. Okay. Bays. And in these cases were cases in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Okay. Mutter lahachnis peiros neagnova. You made a bemalkam a mishtam. You have your fruit out drying. or being stored out in the field. And there's a concern that people will come and will pilfer from the stock which is there. So you need to do the process of taking it from there into a storage silo and then, you know, locking it up. So you're allowed to do that. However, Mia Yasef, it's either that's something which a person should do it in a private way, at nighttime, quietly. Okay, that should be done at nighttime. If, however, doing it nighttime will create the opposite results, so the only way you can get it in is you can bring a whole crew over there, and they put big torches, and then they're calling out to each other, "Yango, Meryl!" You know, so the whole town hears them because it's quiet and like that. So then obviously you have to say, "Yeah, do it by day," you know. If the only way to do it is in a way which will be noticed, a kosher with the rabbi, then it's mutter. So the hat over here is the is over here is a chashad issue.
Is it what? Chashad?
There's people will draw conclusions of heterim that which are not true. Well, I see that the rabbi, last Chol HaMoed, you know, was busy, you know, doing who knows what, you know. So I can do the same thing. Well, the rabbi was doing it for Davar Avad, and you're not doing it for Davar Avad. Okay, you know, not necessarily all the details are obvious. So we ran it, if possible, in a way which is Bitsin. So there's a potential concern. Whereas, but they didn't say Bidi Avad, you can't, you have a need, so we're going to do Matar. Again, he keeps stressing over here that you can't intentionally leave it for Chol HaMoed. Okay. Even in a case where there's no malach involved, it's just a tircha which Chazal would not normally allow in Chol HaMoed. So, for Davar Avad, I'm allowed to do the tircha. I'd rather leave it for Chol HaMoed. I'd rather leave it for Chol HaMoed. All I'm doing is tircha. No. Chazal did not want tircha Chol HaMoed because they wanted a person to not be busy with all these strenuous activities, etc. Have more time to use Chol HaMoed properly. So be mechavim malach to HaMoed is wrong. We don't want it's creating a korban, destruction, bad results for people by doing it by daytime. One of the famous mechavim malach to HaMoed issues is the following. So our Davar Avad, for many people, the Davar Avad that they have is working Chol HaMoed. What's the head of Davar Avad? You know, if I don't work Chol HaMoed, my job will be in jeopardy. So that's Davar Avad. The examples which the more I have, we don't really have the same type of examples. I mean, our fiscal system works through quite differently. The whole system, I'm hired as an employee, and if I don't show up Chol HaMoed, you know, it's theoretically going to be a, on the other hand, I get X amount of vacation days during the year. So I said, you know, I'll come sometimes, listen, you know, I have 4 days vacation time left, so no problem, I'll use it in the summer, and I'll work Chol HaMoed, because the problem is what's the problem? Is that called me Mechav Malat to the Moed? Right? So Rosh's Pesachah is interesting. He says, let's say most people work from January 1st to December 31st year. So he says, when it comes to Pesach, you haven't taken any vacation time. You're coming to Chol HaMoed Pesach. You should take your vacation time. Your vacation is available, so you should use that time for Chol HaMoed. Come to summer, you have vacation time left, and you feel that you need a break. So you're allowed to use your vacation time to take that break, and not leave it to use it for Chol HaMoed. because if you have a valid need to take that break, a valid physical, emotional, you need a mental health day. So it's a valid need. So then we'll deal with it. But if everything being equal, you know, you couldn't care less if you take a break right now, and it doesn't bother you, keep it there, then you should you'd be mechuyev to leave your vacation time for Chol HaMoed, because otherwise it's mechav molat Chol HaMoed. You're simply intentionally leaving work to do a Chol HaMoed, relying on a hetav davar aved, which you didn't have to. So Pesach, when you don't have, you know, he doesn't say I'm allowed to come Pesach. Listen, I'm going to need a vacation during the summer, so I'm going to work Chol HaMoed as davar aved, thereby leaving over my needed vacation time for the summer. That is that he didn't allow. Right now you have an opportunity to use the vacation time. So there's no davar aved. You don't have a bona fide davar aved. Why am I going to lose my job if I don't work? No, that's not true. You can take vacation time. You're not going to lose your job. There's no davar aved over here. Take vacation time. That doesn't preclude you to use it in the summer, and then when it comes to it, you'll say, I have a problem. I might lose my job. So you deal with that. But that's, once it's been used, it's behind you. When it hasn't been used yet, it's in front of you. You can't call davar aved because you have an eitzah. So that's the Rosh Hashanah. You know, assuming, you know, a January to December, you know, year, so that would be a difference between the pace of time, the vacation time, or pace of time, or sukkah time. Person's teaching in a school where the year is from September to July, whatever it is, August, September. Sukkah is your first yom that you're going to deal with, not Pesach.
Right.
You know? And vacation time is the middle of the winter, so it'll flip around. It'll be the same type of idea, but Sukkot time, you'd have to use your vacation time. If you want to take a break in the middle of the winter to get away, when it comes to Pesach, you wouldn't have any vacation time left. The Russia would have been after that. Again, assuming that there was a need. If there's no need, just stop, you know, hey, why not? Let's, you know, have a good time, because Pesach, I'll rely on that. That's what comes after the Moyu.
Would you be under an affirmative obligation for Pesach to, like, work extra time so you could take off the whole night?
If that's a valid option, yeah. Now, nowadays they have a lot of people have the comp time. They have the comp time before, afterwards, you know. I think Ramosha built the tshuva. It wasn't the comp time. It was much more 9 to 5. That was it, you know. Because this project, you had to work, you work late, but you couldn't store up.
Right.
Comp time. You know, comp time, that's a pretty recent, I don't know, last, you know, 20, 15 years. I don't remember when I was growing up, there was something like this comp, you know, storing up comp time. You know, you did overtime, that didn't part you from your next day's responsibility. But nowadays, I think comp time would be required. Regardless, the person has their own business, so then the issue is servicing clients. So the devil of it is if you have a client which you don't service, so it's considered devil of it. Because you're not going to service them, they might be disgruntled with the natural, or go find somebody else. To find new customers, that's not devil of it. Okay, Gimel. Also, I see in the earlier, if you can't transport the money from one city to the next, you might be shut up or up. Unless you're worried about Canova or something like that, you need to get the money out of the city. So that would be, but otherwise, just schlepping money somewhere. I mean, you want to move it eventually. You want to, but there's no head to it. Even though it's just a tircha, really, it's so a tircha maybe. Merely here, gimel, new gimel. Finally, El Simatov of Laman Hayes. If I feel me a year, Vanas Kalev Lachatzar Harris also. You can't even move your possessions from one chatzar to the next. So why merely here? It's not the issue. The issue is limited merely. I have the same problem. So a person gets a large check. So he says he wants to deposit in the bank. Right, so deposit in the bank is going to be signing the check. It'll be a a transaction taking place, so there's business, there's signing, there's melachos involved in the room. Right? If I have a safe place to store it, my house, so I don't have to do this banking transaction to call the boy. The other side is, if I put it to my account right now, so it'll prevent me from getting a loss. I'll cover those money, those checks coming in, etc. Says the Rabbi. Right? If I want to gain the benefit of getting my 0.2% interest on my checking account, not 2%, my 0.2%. So that's not really the rub it anyway, but you know, it would be, even if it would be 5%, 10%, but it's a question of gain, it's not a question of preventing from loss. So that would be most. The person would have a double rub, he doesn't get the check into the, he's afraid he'll lose the check. He's afraid that someone will steal the check in his house. Or he has money, he has checks coming into the account which he has to cover. There's the rub, so then he'd be allowed to go and take care of the transaction. Dalit. Hoyler Tainim Stuchis Besoda. Liyabish. So he has figs out in the field drying. He realizes that there's a potential for rain. So solving the drying process is, excuse the pun, is up the creek. So he gotta do something about it. So what they used to do. So mutter lachapoisim bekash afilu kipri av. You're allowed to layer it over with layers of straw, even though there's tircha involved, and even though you have to go actually cut the straw down to do kitzer, but assuming that all of the effort of drying them out when the rain rains on them will be lost, and that's never obeyed. The result will be negative. When they get wet again, they're not going to be preserved, and they're going to rot, whatever it is. So you do whatever you have to do. It's up rubbish. The chapeisim b'kasha dalit. Look at Yeshama. They feel a locker kashman and mechuber mutar l'tzar ozeh. So the head of Dabra Ovid allows you to even do the malach of kaitzer to detach these stalks of grass from the ground to use them to cover your fruit. Catch. Hey. Mishiyesh lo yischar. Person has merchandise. Shimlo yapchenu mimata lamala. So it's, you know, that's a type of grain, which if you don't take the bottom stuff, which is it's deep down, dark, dank, you know, since it starts to rot, you don't switch it up to the top, move the stuff on top to the bottom.
How are you defining spiral?
He's using the scar as more like the lines of some type of perishables, grain, fruits.
Grain.
Where
interesting. Interesting terminology.
Yeah, I agree. So what will happen to Cholamoy? So if you need to do that process of cycling the merchant, cycling and taking the stuff on the bottom up to the top, and the stuff on the bottom, top up down to the bottom, Cholamoy, that's what. Okay, Vav, no, there's no Mishpurism. It's fairly straightforward. Okay, Vav. Vav is a little more exciting. This is a little bit, quite more, actually a lot more exciting. Okay. So a person who intentionally left it over for Cholamoy, and he did it. So the Mishnah says, Bezin ablanoi somi menu, mafkirno siliko. Bezin takes it away from him and makes it publicly hefker. Okay. So they remove it from him and he loses it. That sounds pretty exciting, right?
I'd like to know who the best is.
I'll be on the basis. You join me. We'll do it together. Yeah. Okay. We'll be the Cholomite police. Yeah. If what he did was not for his own personal usage, but for other people, so we can't, you know, giving him a kanas makes other person lose. That's that you can't do. Keep going. Chayot, you have a tailor. So the tailor was working on somebody else's clothing. So it's okay, good Mr. Taylor, that's it, buddy. So the guy is supposed to get the suit, you know, loses, not the tailor. I mean, tailor loses also, but you can't do that. Oy Sefer, Shawsam, Oy Samalach is a chayr. Person has been hired as a scribe to write something or transcribe something. So we'll take away the parchment, put it out the hefker. You know, so the owner of the parchment says, "You know, that's right. Thank you very much." So we're there. Mishantina le malkanus. They put him in chayrim. They give him malkanus. So Mishaburus over here means oy, one or the other. In general, the assumption in halacha is that chayrim is worse than malkanus. Even though Malchus is corporal punishment, the Cherem is just spiritual punishment. But the results of Cherem are considered, A, there's the person is ostracized, but B, the result of that is in Shemayim he's ostracized. His tefillahs are not accepted, and he has to look an oval, doesn't wear tefillin, can't cut his hair. There's a whole slew of things that, you know, Imamish is considered like he's totally lost being a member of Klal Yisrael in some sense. So it's not a very safe place to be.
That's the same as the cherem today. We view it the same way.
If we put a cherem, that's what it'll be. Okay, be mace.
And the people who put a cherem, they complied with all this?
They used to, yeah.
I would think if you're going to comply with all that, you would make sure not to be a cherem. And if you were put in a cherem, you probably wouldn't comply with any of this anyway.
What's there to comply with? Nobody talked to you. Nobody did business with you.
Yeah, but not to put on tefillin and not to daven and not to.
You can daven, but even with daven, you know, it's the Cornish spirit. The Baruch Shem, the cherem bezin lamata would prevent the tefillin from being accepted up in Shemayim. So it's a waste of time. Total waste of time. The more is this. So it's like, you know. The more says, that's what the more says. Giving Malkus is much easier than giving Chayim. The more says, for example, the more says that a Ben Torah, that's a Kavod HaTorah, we don't put him in Chayim, we just give him Malkus. Do him a favor and give him Malkus. That's what's set up with the beating up in Tamid Chacham.
What do they do, Malka, with a whip? Or what do they do?
Yeah.
Or a stick?
Whip. More so, they didn't get, you know, they got a person that his brains were bigger than his brawn to do it. You know, they didn't get, you know, like, you know, you got find Mr. you know, Paul Bunyan, you know,
yeah.
No brains and just brawn. You know, they got a guy who had to have a bonus, but, you know, but when he did it with Kolkata. Marcus of Kolkata. He would use all of his force.
Wow.
The more so, you know, before Malchus the Raisa, so they would have to do it before they would punch it, they would have to estimate if the person could handle physically not be killed by 40 to 39 Malchus. It was not a pleasant place to be. The mace, if the person who did this. So what about. So the law is, you can't eat the subunai acharov. So not only did he have it if it was done, he had a lot of benefit from it, but he's even like, actually go do it, Cholomoyed. The father decided to come out to the Moyed. It's a great time, you know. Big sign on his, you know, calendar. Cholomoyed is free, we're going to take care of Amy and see, you know. Right? So Valdevel, Rabbi walks in one day and for a visit, he says, aha, but you forget it, it's not going to happen. The guy says, oy vey. Got the rabbi upset. I feel terrible. He has a heart attack. He dies on the spot. So the kid's allowed to do it. The Cholomoyed. It's a rabbi. Even though it was mecham lach l'boy, and obviously if it had been done already, which you said, Bezel will not be mafter away from him, and Bezel will allow the son to use it and to benefit from it. Okay. Shabura Tesva. So Bezel ma'abdu roisoy. So does that mean Rabusa Kamer? Not only if he hasn't done anything, he's not allowed to do it. Let it spoil. So if you're worried about the case of the wine, so the wine will spoil. Tough luck. Philip Oravasa, he went and processed the wine, and he made the barrels. The Bezel will take the barrels away and put it out, make an announcement. Reverse side, these are now available for public to take because so and so did his malach. He was mecham malach l'moyed. Okay? So that's even in the case of the Bidi Eved, which means it's already been done, Bezel will take away from him. In the last case, we're saying there's a heter for the son. The heter is a chiddush all the way around. Not only if it's been done already, you allow him to use it, you allow him to go to chachil and process it, even though it was mechavim. Also, the kabi meis, the konsum benoy, the mashalon gam can revus the chiddush. I feel a dying lawyer saw. He hasn't done it yet. Bezem atirin the benoy lasters the malacha kei kimechut avraham. So we'll allow the son to go now to chachil and do it. We're mavis the memenu tezayin koshkein im osam malacha b'davar shen oven. What he bezem mavna. So if it's davar shen oven, means it's lachgora na avrayan. So he's gonna lose it. Of kiran I saw. Now, umloy zochah ba'olam minisher adachar moyet. Nobody was interested in purchasing, taking it away, and it remains after cholam moyet. So mutlis asked, but the Chazal did not answer the person who did the malacha from taking a bath at that point in time. So even though it's mecham matan moyed, the mice, we take it away from Bermafka. If nobody ends up taking it, we're not going to just throw it out and waste it. We'll let him use it. So, fine. If it's somebody else's item, she actually can't see his test. I'm El Yom, the Shaddai to the Ma'abdim, the men will call a serious, I'm Shammai. But he does say, well, what he should lose is his payments. So the tailor got paid for this work. That's very nice. You can't get paid for the work. We'll take that away from you. Malchus said, or some are Malchus said, either Karim or Malchus. I don't know what you come along to last us. The Malchus over here is not the Malchus which you get for being over one of the Lama test, one of the Isuri Malchus in the Torah. Maybe. Mine's blanking. Rob goes to list of all of the cases in the Torah where you get Malchus. He has a number on it. The number is. Okay? No, that's not the issue. There is a second concept of Malchus.
It's more like a deterrent.
If he says, I'll
be a good boy, I won't do it, then you stop the Malchus in the
middle. Correct. So it's a motivation for him to be...
So it's a deterrent.
Well, the deterrent would be that you'll do it before because you're afraid of getting the result.
Well, I'm sure that's part of it, too.
That's part of it, too. So right now, it's a motivation. We were in Israel, so we had the Hebron. So there was two kids riding on a donkey. And... going to school. They were going to school on a donkey, So my daughter asked, like, how do you make it go? So my wife says, that stick in his hand, that's the gas pedal. This is the gas pedal to make the guy undertake that he's not going to do it. The kotzer b'nai acharon. So we don't give the punishment to the child afterwards. And leil koy shikar also that goes in the case of the father already did it already. Now, part of the document dying is also about Olam. So what happened? The father did it. They put it out. The bezel was mafker it. The father dies. Good. So the son can take it, but if somebody already took it, that's too late. Olam. Somebody else was ready, took possession of it. It's theirs. The ben will not get it back. But furthermore, if the bezin put it out and was mafter it, even if nobody's taken it yet, so the son can't come along and say, well, I'm the Yarish of it. The Yarish of what? It's Hefker. It doesn't belong to your father. So the son has no rights in it more than anybody else. It's not part of his Yerusha. Ella, a real Kishar Kalada, and a Chosimim. At best, he's one of the rest of the world. He can go be Zerchen if he wants. He has no schools out to Ben. So where's the case? Machamer Mari Shemes Kardam Shif Yerua. Before Bezin has done the process, the father died. So then the Bezin, I'm after it. There's no reason why we allow the son. The father did a very good malacha. There's no heter for the son. That's about going and doing it. Obviously, can't do it. What about the case where the father did it already? The father did a malacha and did it on Chol HaMoed anyway. And then the father dies. So we said before that the father can't benefit from it. What about the kid? So I'm going to give a kanas. The man d'omer melech is chol hamoed osim min ha'tor. That if you hold the chol hamoed as an issur d'oraisa, so we would give a kanas to the son afterwards. They raise a question on this issue. Let's hold it here.